See, morning show. Got a local Maine author on the air with me this morning. Introduce yourself, Danielle.
My name is Danielle Bannister, and I am from the Midcoast area, and I've written a trilogy so far and working on another one.
Now, it says, well, where were you, where did you grow up? Would you grow up right where you are?
In Skowhegan.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you're a Lincolnville native now, it says
there.
Yeah. Now, you have a trilogy of books. It's I don't know if I'd call it the pulled series, but all the titles do have pulled in each one, right?
Correct. It's the Twin Flames trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are three books. It's pulled, pulled back, and pulled back again.
I'm very clever with titles.
It is. Yeah. I was hoping for pulled pork, but it didn't happen.
Not yet.
Tell me a little bit about what this particular series of books that you've finished are all about.
Well, it's the concept of twin flames, which is actually a real live thing.
Mm.
I was trying to write a story about people other than soulmates, something that was stronger than soulmates, and so I did a little Google search,
mm-hmm.
and twin flames is the word that kept coming up, and so I looked that up, and there it's this belief that there are these twin flames that are two halves of the same soul that get separated,
mm-hmm.
and then can spend centuries looking for their other half.
Ah.
And so these series is about what happens when those two halves just kind of crash into each other and what happens then.
So this was something that had interested you personally, that piqued your interest, and you thought, well, this sounds like a really interesting idea to write a series of books about, correct?
Well, yeah, it just started off as just kind of a short story sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it was only going to be a one-book shot, that was it, that was just going to be one book, but the fans kept saying, no, you're not done yet, you need to write more, and so the trilogy was born.
Are you a fan of those, like, series of books and trilogies? Have you always wanted to do something real epic like that, or...
I've not always wanted to do it. No, I grew up as a theater major. I wanted to be on the stage. So this was not part of the future at all. But, you know, when you have young children, you can't actually go out and act anymore. So this was a way for me to be creative and still be at home.
But is this something that you, did you set out to write something that you yourself would want to read?
Yeah.
You would, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, now you're writing, it says here that you're co-writing another trilogy with a fantasy writer. So
yeah.
What's that all about?
There's a fantasy writer called Amy Miles, and
mm-hmm.
she's written a ton of other books, and she and I met on Facebook, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We've only actually met in person once. And,
oh, wow.
And we just kind of write every day back and forth, kind of talking about our writing goals for the day, and we thought, wouldn't it be funny if we wrote a book together?
Yeah.
I write humans, she writes fantasy, and so we've kind of combined the story.
Can you work me into one of these and make me a werewolf?
I'll see what I can do.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Now, to go back to the series of books that we're talking about here, pulled, what would you liken it to spirit-wise? Something that somebody, if they were looking for something to get into, is it? I mean, there's romance, there's action. I assume there's all that stuff in there. Too supernatural stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like considered new adult because it's college age. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of the category. But it's just highly suspenseful, sort of edge of your seat sort of romance. So I've had people span of young to old, man, women, just get sucked right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, say, for instance, I hate to use this as a barometer, but, like,
sure.
if somebody was into Twilight, they might find
sure.
this might appeal to
sure.
them.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, but no, there are no vampires, though, right?
There aren't, no.
Oh, good.
Sadly, no.
I'm a little down. I think the vampire angle's a little played out, I'll be honest with you.
It is, but you'd be surprised how many are out there.
That's why I want to be the werewolf.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
that's played, too, though.
Yeah. Where can people find these books to purchase them?
They're on Amazon. They're on Smashwords. They're on iTunes. They're on Barnes & Noble, Kobo. Any way you can find ebooks, that's where my books will be. The first book is free.
Ah! Wow, that's amazing. What a great enticement to buy the other two, then.
Yeah.
You also you have your own website. What do you want to give that address out?
Yeah, it's Danielle Bannister at WordPress.
and Facebook page and Twitter.
Bannister Books is my Facebook page.
You're everywhere. You're all
everywhere.
Over the place. Yeah. So anyway, to sum everything up, what would you say? What's the best way you could think of to sell this book to somebody who's looking for something interesting like this to read?
Get pulled into a love story like no other.
Wow, that's that's pretty good. I'm just reading a little bit about the first book, just the brief synopsis: a college freshman meets another college freshman. No, meets a sophomore, and they find themselves pulled towards each other. Right there, that sounds
right
hot.
There.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Again, one more time to tell everybody where to go find these.
Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, anywhere ebooks are found.
All right, the Pulled series from Danielle Bannister, local Maine native. Thank you very much, Danielle, for joining us.
You're very welcome.